T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're All Local for the 3rd of August, 2022. We are moving into heat advisories over the next couple of days, including today with a high of 103. Pretty good wind out of the southwest, gusting as high as 25 miles an hour as well. So, yes, there is fire danger. I'm John Little. Testimony resumes this morning in the capital murder trial of Yasser Saeed, accused of the murders of his teenage daughters. During testimony yesterday, the court heard about Saeed's efforts to control his daughters. Here's KRLD's LB Phillips.
The former boyfriend of victim Amina Saeed testified she and sister Sarah were terrified of their father Yasser and that they tried to flee during the Christmas break 2007, but they made the fatal decision to return. Edgar Ruiz said the last time he saw the girls, they were in Yasser's cab he was driving.
And we saw Yasser in the driver's seat. We saw Amina looking.
The bodies of both were found in that cab. Police say Yasser fled for 12 years before he was caught in 2020. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was 3 years ago today. 23 people were killed in a mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart. And this morning, the North Texas man accused of the mass murders is still waiting to go to trial, says KRLD's Bailey Friday.
The city is spending all week honoring the victims of the horrific shooting, starting yesterday with the bell ceremony and a moment of silence. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says they will never forget the lives lost 3 years ago.
There'll be a lot of things going on within our community to honor the lives of the victims. And again, I keep saying victims because there were victims. There were innocent people being with their family on a beautiful Saturday morning.
Tonight, El Paso's Star on the Mountain will flash 23 times in honor of each life lost. A United Day of Remembrance is being held as well, along with multiple blood drives and memorials. This shooting has been described as one of the deadliest attacks on Latinos in modern American history. The suspect, Patrick Crucius, is accused of driving all the way from Allen to El Paso to target Latinos, and he is still awaiting his trial date, which isn't until January 2024. Bailey, Friday News, Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Fort Worth, a man is dead. His neighbor behind bars this morning. Investigators say it all started with a robbery. Police say the man went to his neighbor's home last night to get back some of the jewelry that she had stolen from him last weekend. When the man and his girlfriend arrived at the neighbor's home, she shot them, then called police. The man was killed. His girlfriend is recovering. The accused shooter has been arrested, and police are still investigating. A Fort Worth church group is asking the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court to investigate the Tarrant County Jail, mainly because of recent deaths there.
Three women who make up the Justice Committee at Broadway Baptist Church addressed the commissioners, noting not only the 41 in-custody deaths since 2019, but also what they describe as deplorable conditions inside the facility, including blood, urine, and feces on the walls and floors. Julie Griffin told the commissioners that something needs to be done.
I believe it's a situation that cries out for change, or at the very least, an investigation and inquiry into why this is happening.
With Sheriff Bill Wayburn listening to the comments inside the chambers, Judge Glenn Whitley offered a suggestion.
One of the things I would suggest is that you see if you can arrange a meeting with the sheriff. I would love to be a part of that, if possible.
In the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Plano is asking people to do more to conserve water as this heat wave and drought continues. Mayor John Munn says the city has a schedule for people to water their lawns based on their home's address.
Reduce the time of your watering at each sprinkler zone by just 2 minutes. If you have 5 zones, that will mean a total of 10 minutes less watering.
He's asking for more conservation through the month of August and into the first half of September. He says it could reduce the demand on the city's water system by up to 10%.
The Tarrant County Commissioner's Court has approved a $180,000 grant from Meals on Wheels to purchase and install air conditioning units for some people who don't have them. Philip Gonzalez with Meals on Wheels says with another heat advisory today, the money will be put to good use immediately.
Basically, it's $1,000 per person, which includes the purchase of the unit, installation costs, and any other costs that are going to have to be incurred.
The program will help about 180 people in need, and the units will also provide heat during the winter months. By a unanimous vote, a Dallas City Council committee has passed a resolution banning workers from cooperating with any investigation related to abortions and make such investigation a low priority for Dallas police. Councilman Adam Basildua supports the measure because of what the people of Dallas want, he says.
This is an issue that we as local leaders have an ability to assure residents that their local government stands in support with them.
The full city council will vote on August 10th.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.